This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is coming up to 12:04 here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise Biz Bites, and I'm joined in the studio by
Christine Wong,
Arvind Viraj.
It's afternoon already. Where's the morning gone?
I don't know.
It's just gone like that, right? Mm-hmm. Zoom, zoom, gone. Right. So this morning at 10 a.m., I walked into the studio where Mr. Jeff Sandu was
new colleague,
and I asked him a question: should you follow your boss to their new job? Christine's laughing already. We haven't even started. The show.
Between the zim zims and the gifs, I'm just going to be here.
Okay, so the question was, should you follow your boss to their new job? That's what we're going to kick off the show with. It's a vague, open question. Feel free to contribute. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, on Twitter and on InstaStory at BFM Radio. So that's story number one. It will be running all the way through the show. Story number two is all about 6 tricks for surviving work and personal adversity.
Yeah.
Of course, it is Motivational Monday. Number three, how to brag without making people hate you.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking from experience?
Maybe.
maybe. Non-committal there. And then wrapping up with 3 reasons why great candidates are saying no to working with you. Right. We've had some feedback already. We'll get to that in a little while, so we'll not keep you waiting for too long. But we're going to quickly run through this. Should you follow your boss to their new job? Right. So given the number of workers out there who can't stand their managers, having a great boss is no doubt a blessing. So if that boss of yours announces he or she will be taking his talent and skills to a new company, your first inclination might be to curl up under your desk and pray that it's nothing but a bad dream. Have we been there in that situation before?
Yes.
Me too.
For teachers, I guess, yeah.
For teachers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. Losing a good job to a new company is always hard, but what happens when your boss appreciates your work so much that he asks you to take you with him? Would you uproot yourself and follow along, or stay put and hope for the best? So, the benefits of following your boss to a new company. If your boss manages to snag you a job at his new company, there are plenty of good reasons to take it. First, you'll get to retain the level of familiarity you have with your boss, rather than start anew with somebody else. Assuming you get the opportunity to continue working under your current boss, you'll get the peace of mind that comes with already understanding his management style. If you stay put, you wind up taking your chances with a new boss, and potentially one you can ultimately clash with. You'll also get a built-in advocate at your new job, and that's a good way to start off on the right foot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Reasons to follow your boss, that was. Drawbacks of following your boss to a new company. Piggybacking on your boss's decision to leave your current employer isn't necessarily the best move. If you like your current job, moving to a new one means exposing yourself to changes that may not end up sitting well with you. For example, you may find that while you still get to enjoy the benefits of working for a manager you like, you're unhappy with the new company culture or other aspects of the job. Therefore, you really need to ask yourself which risk you'd rather take. Sticking around and seeing what your new manager brings, or moving along with your current boss and hoping that his new firm is one you're happy with. So, what do we think?
I would go for A.
You would go for A?
I would go for A.
I gave you a 1 or a 2.
A 1.
Okay, you go for 1.
Yeah.
For me, I think it would be entirely context specific. So, for example, if the new job at where my boss is going was...
Number 1.
For example, if that was the case and the positions were of like similar or higher levels, right, then maybe I'd go, because it would be a good opportunity for my personal career advancement as well,
right,
as all the previous benefits that have been stated. But if, let's say, you go from your current position to a lower position just to follow your boss, I don't think that would work
Agreed.
Out particularly well.
Yeah.
So there's that. There's also a matter of, is it your boss that you actually appreciate more, or is it just your work culture as well? Because, you know, maybe like I think it, you know, for my dad, for example, he has shifted between industry to industry and company to company, and the work culture is different every single time.
Yeah.
So he has to kind of shift a little bit of the way that he manages people based on how the company works.
Right.
So, you know, you could follow your boss and then it could be great at your current company, but then at the new company, maybe you're a couple of levels down, like a different sort of hierarchy, and you don't even get to talk very much, or you don't get to actually be in that specific management style anymore.
Right.
Then that's not cool.
Okay. A few years ago, I worked for a company back in the UK, and I had a great boss.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened is this company bought out another company, and as part of that buyout deal, one of the guys that was coming across from that new company would be the new boss,
right?
Mm-hmm. Which was a very awkward situation. But of course, for my my old boss was like, what the heck is going on? You know, he didn't have any choice in the matter. He then left and ended up almost jobless for a little while. But he would have been somebody I would have followed because I thought his management style was great. I thought what he did was great. But to see him just kind of lose his job just like that, you know, that could be a situation you'd find yourself in as well. Somebody who moves to a new company and then in the end they just go, actually, no, this isn't as good as I thought it was.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, if this is a boss that I like, you know, I super duper like and I admire the, you know, the way he manages things and stuff, he or she manages things, and I know for sure that they are going to go somewhere and they have something in store, like they have something planned, then yes, it's an obvious yes. Because I've always seen that if someone is stepping into that place of being a boss, then one, they have big shoes to fill. And when they have big shoes to fill, more often than not, they sort of overcompensate by being overly aggressive or bringing ideas that don't work, or they want to prove to people that they can do the job. So they put things on the table that are not practical and not logical.
It's you know what I mean? I'm the boss now and this is how things are.
Or even if they want to be friendly, they sort of give ideas for the sake of giving ideas because they want to put their, they want to leave their stamp on that position, and they want people to look up at them and go, okay, so this person is better than the person before. You never want anyone looking at you and going, you know, the person before you was way better than you.
Right.
I mean, for me personally, I just, what it is that I wouldn't sacrifice my own career advancement for the sake of my boss.
Agreed.
You know, so if it is altogether a positive decision for my career advancement, great, sure, why not follow a cool boss and then get a cool boss later?
I mean, we going to one of the tweets earlier, I mean, I'm going to actually respond to this one straight off. It is from Havtuan, who says, if the boss leaves, I hope to get promoted and fill the vacant spot and continue the previous boss's legacy. That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
If you're in that position and, you know, you get a recommendation from your boss to be able to do that, great. If not, though, you are left bereft and bossless.
But then again, what's new?
What's new, right?
People just call you a copycat, no?
That's right.
That's also a situation.
True. Let us know then, folks. Would you follow your boss if he gave you the opportunity or she to follow him or she or her to the company that he's moving to or her? You know, let us know. Get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 on Twitter and on InstaStory at BFM Radio. We've got some tweets, we've got some WhatsApps, and we've got some InstaStory responses that we'll get to after some music. Up first, it is Interpol with Come Here, and when we get back, six tricks for surviving work and personal adversity. Right here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.